to klugdude@globix.com from hahahannah@xerxes.net. Subject, Rabbi at Starbucks. Dear Josh, you are not going to believe what just happened. I see it as divine intercession, but I'm sure you'll dismiss it as a coincidence. Last night, after I wrote to you about Aunt Mir, I fell into a cold sleep, and then at about 3 a.m., I had only slept a few hours, so I crawled out of bed and I walked to Starbucks on 7th Avenue. You know how I said I was going to get my triple grande latte and go find a rabbi? Josh, the email got sent to the ear of some unnameable divine presence because I'm sitting there with my coffee, trying to remember where that Reform synagogue on Prospect Park is, actually, when out of the corner of my eye, I see this man in a beard and a hat, and he's rocking just a little. And I turn, and it's a rabbi. And he's doing a little prayer over his coffee and his zucchini muffin. And he looks up at me, and I don't even have to introduce myself. I just go over there, and all he says is, "I am Rabbi Dave Dovkind. You are Jewish. Sit down. What is that, a triple grande latte?" And I was like, "Yeah, you guessed it." And he goes, "You keep kosher?" And I go, "Not really. Is it kosher here at Starbucks?" And he said, "Yeah, Starbucks is kosher." He said, "They do it very well here. All of this is kosher." I knew this wasn't true. But it was like bizarrely reassuring. Like, Josh, remember when we were kids and we would go and visit Aunt Miriam in Brownsville? And we used to tell her that Dad says that Brooklyn is going to hell and we should all move to Long Island. And Auntie Mir would go, "No, no, everything is fine. Brooklyn is having a cultural renaissance. It's never, ever been better." Just like, you know, when you know it's not true, but you have this certain person telling you, "It's fine. It's fine. Everything here has changed. All the standards you use to measure are shifted underneath you, but it's still the same. It's still good. It's kosher. Starbucks is kosher. And you're a good girl. You always have been. Sit down." It turned out that Dave Dovkind, he was like a pot-smoking Orthodox Hasidim. No, you would have liked him, Josh. You totally would have. He would have been like, "So, you're an atheist. That's fine. That's fine. What kind of coffee is that? A mocha frap?" I swear, he was awesome. So I spilled my guts about Aunt Mir, and Aunt Mir being torn to shreds by the bastard children at Ebbets Housing Projects, and he just started reminiscing about going to ball games at Ebbets Field when he was a kid. He had this blissful smile on his face, telling me about his two friends, Joe and Nathan, and I don't know, how he met them fighting to defend Mickey Mantle because he was a Yankees fan. I don't know. Somehow it was bizarrely reassuring.